is 1 p.m. on Monday, June 22nd, and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your afternoon news brief. We'll kick things off with your City of Kingston traffic report. Expect delays on Bath Road from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Ave for the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. The city is installing IPS at several locations to make it easier and safer for pedestrians to cross busy roads. IPS are being installed at the following intersections: Bath Road at Lafleur Park, Concession Street at Kings Court Avenue, and Stephen Street at Patrick Street. Wright Crescent at Palace Road is closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Starting June 15th, Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users, including students, families, and local residents. Berry Street to Queen is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. And worth noting that select areas of downtown near the King Street East and West sections will be closed for the FIFA Canada Celebrates event at Springer Market Square on June 27th to the 28th. Coming up on this week's Sports Reports, brought to you by CFRC Power Plays, we cover Canada's historic World Cup victory, and I sit down in studio with two Kingston-based Olympic hopefuls looking to buy a boat and build a dream for the 2028 Olympics. That concludes the afternoon news brief for Monday, June 22nd. This is Jesse Bell signing off and throwing it over to Claire with Earworm.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And today is going to be a live episode. Yay. I'm here in Kingston because I'm graduating tomorrow. Yay. And then I also have my siblings here with me. So my brother is on mic, too.
Hello.
Do you want to say hi? Sure. So this is my sister.
Hi, here.
Hey. Nice to meet you all.
So me and my family were here in Kingston, just hanging out, graduating or whatever.
Yeah, it's rainy out here.
It's raining, yeah. But
it's chill.
It's chill because you guys are listening to the show and it's gonna bring your mood up.
We up though.
And exactly what my sister said. And to start off this episode, I want to play an artist that came from me and my brother's high school, actually, in Scarborough, and he's Filipino.
Shouts out to Lieberman.
Shouts out to Lieberman, exactly. And he's actually from Malvern, so which is even cooler.
Yeah, we love Malvern,
exactly. The first song I'm going to play is Hover by Kyle. I don't think my brother's ever listened to Kyle.
Yeah.
I think I've shown Devontae.
Yeah.
Like Kai's music, yeah.
Yeah, because I think like Devontae knows. So Devontae's like my best friend. Oh, can they hear it now? Okay. Yeah, Devontae's like my best friend. And I think Devontae knows of Kyle, but like I've only heard of him through like I know he did a track with Eliza before.
Yes, and There You Are, that's what it's called.
Yeah. So I've only known of him, so this is going to be my first time like listening to an official.
Yeah, he's been a fan of Eliza though, my brother.
Yeah.
He introduced me to Eliza Plaza's music.
It was a crazy story. It was like I ran into her as like a regular, and I knew that she was like a classmate of my other best friend, Laisha. So then I just kind of like got introduced to her through that, and then I found her music and then just went to shows every now and then.
Introduced me to the Toronto scene, really. I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here without it,
I don't think.
It's all my sister. She did this work.
He introduced me. I went forward with it, yes. Yeah. And then the song I'm going to play after that is Fell Again by Sicko. I recently discovered this artist on Instagram. I heard this song and I was like, oh, this is a banger. Cool. How they describe his music is like Malcolm Todd, Steve Lacy, like that type of vibe. So it's very like indie pop. Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoy those songs. We'll be back. Okay, awkward. It's low-key not playing. Let me figure this out. How come it's not playing? Because usually it plays. So I don't know what's going on, really. Hold on. So what's that about? Is it this one? No. You can tell jokes, yeah.
I don't know any jokes. I don't know why I offered. What's better than a smart fella, guys? A fart smella. What? I don't think I said that joke right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they'd be confused.
Yeah, I think everybody's confused. I'm confused myself. But it's okay. We're vibing. It's a Monday.
Yeah.
It's Garfield's favorite day. Yes. Garfield's least favorite day.
Okay, low-key, I'm like, what is going on? Is it this one?
Better take time. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Garfield. Okay. I think it's because I mentioned Garfield.
Let me run that back. Okay. Okay, let me pause this. Oh my gosh, can you just like pause? Okay, and enjoy.
Till I hover. Funny how the incense double as the rubber. Gas give me drive in my lane, burn rubber. I could still go over your head undercover still. Man in the station, top floor Voltron face. Only lights in the basement on. I see the pace idea chasing. What's the mission statement? What's the give and take? What's for love's sake? As a kid getting stubborn, trying to fit the shape. Put the star in the circle, still I'm in the base. See him try to draw the pen and couldn't even trace. Couldn't copy paste. They took it from the blue bin and talking to me waste. And got the nerve to tell me I'm the one that's out of place. Sometimes your 2 cents could be the wrong change. It gets bad when the paths are the wrong ways. Me? Meditate till I hover. Funny how the incense double as a grubber. Gas keep me driving, my lane burn rubber. I could still go over your head undercover still. Man in the station, top floor Voltron face. Only lights in the basement on. I see the pace idea chasing. What's the mission statement? What's the give and take?
Such a fool, I fell for you. Now I'm so stuck. Daydreaming about what we I really wanna show you this song. I love my best friend, she's so cute. I wish I had myself in her shoes. When I know what she's thinking, oh, I do. Yes, I do. I'm forever for you.
We're back. Okay, so the songs that we just played were Hover by Kyle and Fell Again by Sick Ho. Yeah, what did you think of those songs?
It was sick. It was great. I loved it. You said it Fell Again?
Fell Again, yeah.
Oh, it's like my joke earlier.
Oh.
Smart fella.
Sorry. My sister just used the washroom, and coincidentally, we had to speak, so that's awkward. Yeah, what did you think of the songs?
I liked it. It was like a nice kind of chill, vibey afternoon type beat, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it was just chill, you know, like bouncy, but like not too... Oh, shit, I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
What? He didn't say anything.
I said cheese.
Oh my goodness. But
it was like a nice...
You're never on the show ever again.
I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. You were saying...
It was like a nice chill kind of beat, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't like generic, you know? It didn't feel like something you could kind of slap onto like a 24/7 like chill hip hop.
Yeah, it's very modern.
Yeah.
Kind of like it has its own vibe to it. Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure. What did you think of Kai's
style?
Yeah.
I think I need to listen to more. Like I'm actually keen to listen to your favorite song.
Yeah, my favorite song. Like, maybe of all time, Flashback. I always be playing that song on here. It's never your fault in a flashback. Yeah, it's fire. But the next songs I'm going to be playing are Creature Comfort by Samuel Laramie, I think. So I met this guy at Danny Webster's concert. I was doing merch table for Danny and Sammy. He was the opener. Mm. And I was like, oh, he has really good songs. Mm. It kind of feels like Mario Power Up music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you like listen to his songs, it's very ethereal.
Mm.
Yeah.
So one of the tracks that's I put on the playlist is gonna feel a little bit like that. It's from like my favorite artist,
but it's like more of like a chill, ethereal.
I would say the same thing about the same track. But
no, I mean, like it's like like what a mushroom would sound like. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. We passed by a couple of mushrooms like, walking here.
Yeah, exactly. That's so, true. Edible ones.
Yeah.
We tried them.
Yeah.
They're okay. Yeah. Rate them out of 10. BMS.
See the number 3, and I'm going to times that by 2, add it by 1, so I'll say 7 out of 10.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know them, but it's chill. But they seem chill.
I'm excited.
No, as in the mushroom.
Oh.
Like, rate, to be honest and rate. Oh. To be honest, you're chill.
Ask.fm. Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, yeah, and then the song I'm going to play after that. Okay. Wait, what? Is that the order that I'm doing it?
Whoa.
Sometimes, okay, yes. And then, oh, you're talking about Yvette Young.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Wow,
so it's
okay.
Literally right after.
Cool, okay.
So I'm going to be playing Blossom by Yvette Young.
Hell, heck yeah.
Oh heck yeah, my
heck
goodness.
Yeah, heck yeah, heck yeah, heck yeah.
Okay. Do you want to like talk about that song a bit?
Yeah, yeah. No, so Yvette Young plays a particular genre called math rock. I think the most popular artist that people can think of like when it comes to math rock is American Football. But she's played a lot
American
with
American Football's on tour right now with
yeah.
Nina Simone's.
They are.
Or actually, they just finished tour, maybe? Or May Simone's is done.
I know they were on tour for a bit, yeah. But because they came out with a new album, like, not even that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Yvette Young, she has a band called Covet that she's actually currently on tour for. But she does a lot of these, like, she did a lot of solo stuff before. And this song is coming off of her acoustic EP, too. And yeah, it's like an acoustic EP where she's just playing like acoustic guitar. This song, it's basically the same description that my sister was saying with the previous song, where this one is very much like a power up, but it's like very ethereal. Like a lot of her music, what I appreciate about her is that despite it being math rock, it doesn't feel like show-offy, like it doesn't feel like she's like just flexing her musical talent. Well, she kind of is because she's super talented, but like it feels more like she's communicating like the sense of like nature and like spiritualism,
expressing like creatively.
Yeah, like it feels like very vulnerable, like this track. But and very emotional, like it has like this amazing crescendo like going closer to the end of the track, like that gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it. So it's like one of my favorite songs of all time. So
I really like Urine by her.
Yeah, Urine is really good.
I've played it on here before.
That's the when she was doing her piano EP, right?
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's giving Rachmaninoff vibes, if you know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those are the songs we're going to play for now. You know, actually, I thought you were talking about like a different song. That's why I was just like, no, it's like more chill.
Oh,
but I realized you were talking about this song.
Yeah,
it's the same vibe. That's why I put it next to each other.
Cool.
Anyway,
okay, awesome.
Yeah, enjoy those songs.
You tried, but it's time we go. Tattered wings and a broken bone. Dim the world now and stand by me. Find a whispered way to just comfort like children play pretend. Sitting ducks will always dream of flight.
all, and it takes, and it takes to be a rose.
Sorry about that. That wasn't part of it. So the songs we just played were, oh shoot, what was it again? Creature Comfort by Samuel Laramie. Anyway, and then Blossom by Yvette Young. Yeah, actually, I just posted on my story that I played the Samuel Laramie song, and Sammy replied, "Shucks."
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I was telling my sister like it while we were listening to it, like the little plinks in the background, like.
The twinkling,
yeah, they were like nice touches.
Twinkle,
I can see how you meant it as like a chill, like power up, like it still has like that build up, but it's like relatively like easy going.
Very ethereal.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I feel like, do you know those videos of it's like the bio frequency, like they connect. They connect the thing to like a leaf or and then like it plays what it sounds like what the plant sounds like. Do you know those videos?
That one I don't know. I thought you were referring to like those videos where like it's like it's a very like kind of meditative video and there's like water and they're doing like they like lightly touch the water and then there's like sounds.
That. Well, it's kind of like that, like it clips onto a leaf or like a branch or something, and then it starts playing what it sounds like, the biofrequency.
You have to send me those videos. I will.
They're very pretty, and I feel like it gives off that vibe, that song.
I see.
That EP, I think, like it's, I think those are the only ones that have lyrics as well. And during the, when he opened, it was so beautiful. He played a bunch of like unreleased, which I'm really sad because I can't listen to it unless I'm like listening to the recording. But it was really good, trust me.
I have to catch a show.
I know. He actually he plays guitar for Daniel Caesar's. So he's gonna play for his tour. This coming tour. And he worked on a song with Giveon. Yeah.
Cool.
And he also played with Luna Lee.
So he's like famous.
So he's like really cool.
He's like really, really
He's really cool,
cool
and humble.
Yeah.
Lee. Yeah, he makes really good music. I actually saw Luna Lee at Duess Fest.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, I ran into her. I don't know. It's like meant to be that she's supposed to be on this show.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Toronto Summer.
Yeah. Yes, and then Blossom, we just heard it.
What's your thoughts on it?
I thought it was really pretty, I love math rock. I'm really getting into math rock this year. I've been listening to American Football, and I've also been listening to Mason Moans, and Mason Moans is coming to Toronto soon, but also coming to Montreal Jazz Fest. And oh my gosh, guys, I have like a dilemma. I like really want to go to Montreal Jazz Fest because there's a bunch of free shows that I want to go to, including Mason Moans. But no, it's a little complicated right now. Nobody's like down to go on the weekdays. Everybody's employed.
Or it's just like when I have to go to Montreal is a different day when you have to go to Montreal. So it's like...
We'll see. You could
just extend the day and just work. No,
I
can't
go half the month to Montreal.
Oh, goodness. No, I gotta work, y'all.
I know, but I don't know if anyone's down to go on the 30th.
Hit up my sister.
Just let me know. But yeah, those are the songs that we just played, and then the next songs that we're gonna play are Sound to No One by Die Spitz. So that song, I was listening to the Olivia Rodrigo and Anthony Fantano interview, and she was talking about how Die Spitz is opening for her in like the Europe tour.
Cool.
And yeah, I was curious about the band because they were talking about like metal music, and I really wanted to listen to like that hardcore rock vibe.
Olivia's cool, yo.
Yeah, she's really cool.
She has a lot of like interesting influences that she pulls into her music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And a lot of her opinions, and I think I agree with most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't agree with her Pinkerton opinion. Her Pinkerton. No, no. Devontae literally texted me that. I was like, what the heck? Like, that's wild. Well, I mean, okay. I know in the... Oh, I don't want to talk about this because I'm not a Weezer fan, guys. But but I do prefer the Blue album way more than Pinkerton. And I don't like the spirit of the Pinkerton album.
Guys, he says he's not a Weezer fan, but... they're always in his top five every single year.
It's because Spotify is weird, and I'm not on Spotify anymore.
Is it weird though? I don't know. I think it's
I listened to one song.
It has to be like you had to be listening to it a lot to have it at least in your top five. Like,
because in 2018, when I was a Weezer fan, I was listening to them all the time, and now I'm not a Weezer fan because
I think you just don't realize how much you listen to Weezer.
No, I. It's literally only like the White album a couple times, the Blue album, and then like here and there, like things like Maladroit or something like that. But I don't like listen to Weezer like that.
Right. Yeah. Like I didn't even know the last one. Like, you know what I mean? And then we're going to play Dark Days by Pup. Mm-hmm. Pup is a staple around this household.
Yeah. My first concert ever was like,
no,
Pup. I counted as my first proper concert. Cause like of
your
course
first,
we've been
like standing, like
first standing crowd surfing, mosh pit concert, was Pup.
But our first concert was Weezer.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Why does it come back to Weezer?
Funny. Oh my goodness.
It was Weezer and Panic at the Disco, funny
yeah,
enough.
Yeah. So I went because of Panic at the Disco, and then my brother went for Weezer. Yeah, was our first concert.
It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, I was in, like, going into grade 9.
Yeah, and I was just about to leave high school. Wow. Wild. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, and then... after that, we're going to play Lies by Eskrima and Dear Evangeline. Mm-hmm. Eskrima is a Filipino hardcore band in Toronto.
It's also a Filipino martial arts for people wanting to know the know.
And we know one of them, Neil Cortez. Mm-hmm. He used to be in... Dang, what's it called?
I forgot the band as well, but I used to listen to them a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We went to their show in like Chrissy Pitts.
Yeah. Skate park.
But I forgot what their band name is called.
It'll come to me.
Yeah, I played it before on the meditation episode.
Oh. That's funny.
It was a really funny episode. You should listen to it.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Dear Evangeline, I saw live when I saw my friend's hardcore band play. They don't exist anymore, but they used to be called Lucky You. And then it was my first time seeing Dear Evangeline. But Dear Evangeline is a pretty well-known hardcore band in Toronto. It's an all women in the band. So that's really cool. But anyway, hope you guys enjoy the songs.
onset of the city. Noise and coordination. Would it put an end to all that I was after? Could it put an end to all that I was after? I can feel the onset of the city. Noise and conversation. Would it put an end to all that I was after? Could it put an end to all that I was after? I could be the one to lose.
So the songs we just played were a lot, actually, because someone actually came in, and it was Chance. Yeah, Chance came in, and he was just like, we were just talking and like kikiing. So yeah,
Chance.
Yeah, shout out Chance. So we just like ended up playing the songs through, and the songs that we played were Sound to No One by Die Spitz, Dark Days by Pup, Lies by Eskrima and Dear Evangeline, and then it was Maggots for Brains by Olivia Rodrigo, then Onset by Hykes, then Irresistible by Ghost Form. So yeah, we can't actually talk very long because this episode ends at like 159-ish, 158. So
I will say, though, a lot of the artists on that were Filipino, and it is Filipino Heritage Month, so
yeah, shout out Filipinos.
Shout out Filipinos.
Yeah, I'm the Filipino sexuality of pride.
Yeah. We all are.
Yes. Yeah, so it was actually supposed to end at Lies, because I guess going from Lies to Maggots for Brains was kind of like weird, but yeah, Olivia Rodrigo just came out with a new album. We've been talking about it for a bit, me and my brother. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is like all these interviews that Olivia Rodrigo is doing, that's like kind of your first impression of her, right? Like of her personality and stuff like that, right? Like you didn't really know much about her.
No, yeah, like when it comes to celebrities and artists in general, I don't really like try to keep up with their personal lives or like look up interviews and stuff, but well, she did an interview with Nardwuar, and that was the first thing that caught my attention, and I was like, wow, I should be a famous musician, because she is getting a lot of cool gifts and that I know
it was so funny, because my brother, like, I didn't watch the interview yet, but my brother, he sent like, how could she get this record, it should have been me.
Yeah.
Or like it was like
it was
oh,
like
let me
a
read
really
it out
cool like Filipino jazz album that
well,
me and my sister
is it
like,
jazz no is it's
it?
Not
no it's not jazz.
It's funk.
Yeah.
You don't deserve it. I deserve it.
Yeah, you do.
Come on.
You deserve it more than me, because you're the one who put
it. I sent it to him.
She did. She put me on that album.
It's the Manila Thrilla mm-hmm. album. But anyway,
that's a cool album cover.
Yeah, he said, this is not fair. I should have been famous so that Nardwuar would have given me this record. And then I said, bro, what do you mean? She's cool. She deserves that good stuff, too.
She does, but I just love that.
I also did not watch the interview yet, by the way. And then I'm like, and you can still get an interview with Nardwuar. Life isn't over yet. And then I watched the interview, right? Yeah. And then I'm just like, oh my gosh, are you talking about this record?
Yeah.
You're right. It should have been me. But anyway, yeah, that's where we're going to end the episode there.
We're gonna end the episode as, you know, shouts out to Filipinos.
Yeah, shouts out to Filipinos. Thanks for being on this show, and thanks everyone for listening. I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, this is Stefan from Pup.
I'm Steve from Pup.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.